The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Scraponomics, understanding the fundamental economics of recycling. I'm your host, Michael Bass, fourth generation of Friedland Industries in Lansing. Let's get started. I had the opportunity this past weekend to visit a copper and brass refinery located in the Midwest. Talk about a cool place. It gave me a whole new appreciation for our industry and the role it plays in the recycling process. To understand how we fit in, let's work our way backwards. Manufacturers from many different industries, large and small, from aerospace to plumbing companies, ask this refinery to make various alloys for purchase, like a metal, for example, that's a mixture of 70% copper, 29% aluminum, and 1% zinc. And in order for this manufacturer's product to be produced correctly, this alloy has to be accurately made 0.001% to spec. There's no room for error when making an airplane. So how does the refinery accomplish this? Well, the refinery needs to get the material from somewhere, but mining is incredibly expensive and uses natural resources. So instead, it buys scrap material like copper and brass from scrap recycling facilities like Friedland, which are mines above the ground, reusing obsolete material. When scrap material arrives at the refinery, each piece of metal is inspected and sorted by hand. It's tested to make sure there are no other types of materials in it, and after it's remelted, the alloy mixture is formed into ingots or small pellets, which are then palletized, ready to be shipped to the manufacturer. Truly, a fine display of how recycling actually works. It boggles my mind that a piece of copper that goes through Friedland's facility could be remelted and become part of a future space shuttle to Mars. Think about that the next time you stop by. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scraponomics. To learn more, go to friedlandindustries.com. That's FRIEDLAND industries.com.